What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new to you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
What it is. It's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. So coming up today, we've got some interesting things. First of all, I got scammed. I'm going to tell you about that. I'm not very happy about it. Also, peanut butter may have changed my life. And then later on, I'm going to share an interesting story about a man who refused to die. Oh, yeah, that and more right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so your girl had her second live show at TFK Trey Lowney Fusion Kitchen in Stockbridge, Georgia. I had a great time. Had a few ladies show up to celebrate her birthday. Shout out to you, Nikki, if you're listening. It was her 41st birthday, excuse me, and she had a good time. Okay, it was a good time. It really was. I hope that you survived the next morning, girl, because you finished that Bob Marley pretty fast, all right? Actually, before the show, I get there a little bit early so I can set up and all that good stuff. And Dion was telling me, she's the bartender and co-owner of the restaurant TFK. She was telling me about like this new drink that she had. And I was like, what? So she was showing me the advertisement of it. Well, it was a peanut butter tequila shot. Actually, a peanut butter tequila bomb is what it was. So she had this dragon stout, which is like a really dope stout. Love it so much. She pours that into a glass that kind of already has a shot glass in the center of the glass. The peanut butter tequila goes into the shot glass that's infused to the glass around it. And then the dragon stout beer, you know, the stout, that goes into the larger part of the glass. And because it is a bomb, you're supposed to drink it all the way down, which I did, and it tasted like a peanut butter cookie that you could drink, and it was amazing. I loved it. Loved every moment of it. Anyways, it was a great time. If you missed out on the live show, don't you worry. There will be more live shows in the future. It's going to be every third Thursday of the month, okay? Every third Thursday of the month. So the next show will be in May. That's the next month, right? Yes, the next show will be in May. I'm really excited about that. And also, if you can't make it and you don't live, you know, in the area where you can get to it, I'm going to be hosting it live on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel. So you can go ahead and check out everything live there. And I will be wearing my Hollyland mics. That way the audio that I upload later will sound a little bit better. I was scammed by Sugar Baby. I don't know if you have heard of this company, but if you are a black woman with Instagram or Facebook, you have seen this shit. It is a company that actually advertises cosmetic products that can help, you know, lessen dark spots and give you better skin and all that shit. And I hate my face. So I was like, oh, this looks great. They had a sale. I said, oh, a sale, girl. Let me go ahead and see about this. I can fix my face. You know, so it was normally like $27 or $24.99 or some shit. And it was on sale for $9.99. And I was like, oh, you know, I'll go ahead and get two of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So I purchased it. I heard the reviews on it. Some people said that it worked. Honestly, I didn't look too hard into it. I should have, and that's on me. So anyways, I get the confirmation email from the Sugar Baby people saying, hey, your shipment is going to be sent. And the very bottom of the email, in like the smallest font ever. It's even faded. The font is even faded. It says here, this is a subscription order, pretty much. First of all, I didn't sign up for a subscription. Okay, I didn't. I didn't even create an account for to sign up for one. So I got fucking pissed off. So I decided to email Sugar Baby. And they emailed me back saying, oh, all you have to do is sign into your account and blase, blase. You can do this and you can change blah, blah, blah. I said, I don't have an account, never created one. So I can't sign into something I never created. I do not want this subscription. Can you shut it off? You know, I think I said something jokingly about, man, the way this economy is set up, I'm paying a lot in gas right now. I can't afford this shit. I just wanted to try the product. And if I like it, I'll buy it again. You know what I'm saying? And so they didn't respond to that email. So then now a few weeks have passed. I'm thinking maybe they decide to just go ahead and cancel this subscription. That's what I'm thinking, right? They don't. I get a notification from my bank app telling me that Sugar Baby has taken out like 60 some dollars out of my account. Talking about some, your next shipment is coming. The fuck? The fuck? See, that's when they messed up. So what I do, I contacted my bank. Sure the fuck did. Contacted my bank, disputed the transaction. The man that I was talking to said that he's actually heard of this company before. And he told me that I needed to go to, he said, type in to my Google search. He said, type in Sugar Baby BBB. Those three B's stands for the Better Business Bureau. I fucking forgot about them. I'm gonna start using them more often. And then all the reviews on there is saying that they sign you up for a 3-month automatic subscription. So I went ahead and took care of that. And Sugar Baby still sent me that shit. I still have their product. I'm gonna use it if it worked. But what you're not gonna do, bitch, is commit fraud and then ignore me. Luckily, my dispute has been processed and validated, and I got my money back. So Sugar Baby me now, bitch. That sounded harder in my head. That sounded way harder in my head. So it was my dad's birthday weekend, and we went to the Wild Safari Park in Pine Mountain, Georgia. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed myself a little too much. I was cackling like a toddler. The way I was like feeding the animals and stuff, it was dope. And he was telling me that the only thing he really wanted for his birthday is he wanted to see a giraffe. And he found out about the Wild Safari Park. We went there, about an hour drive from where we live and back. It wasn't too bad, you know what I mean? So we had a great time. You know, we fed some pigs, some cows. Turns out wildebeest aren't as large as they seem on Lion King. Also, I kind of had a hard time looking at him. I'm like, man, y'all killed Mufasa. I don't know if I can, I don't know if I should be feeding y'all. But it was a great time. So if you are in Georgia or can get to Georgia, check out Pine Mountain Wild Safari Park. It was a great time. They have like a reptile enclosure and stuff like that. And this is not a sponsored thing. They have no idea. But I had a great time, made some memories with my dad. If anything, my dad is one of those people where he prefers an experience over a gift. So he likes to go and do stuff. And I want to encourage all of you to do that. If you're wondering, what can I get so-and-so for Christmas or for their birthday or for the anniversary or whatever it is, think about an experience. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget about Groupon. That's out there. You can get an experience on the low. You know what I mean? Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. That is the best way to show your support for this podcast. And those of you who have done that, thank you so much. Oh, yo, an Apple Podcast. I can definitely use some more positivity over there. 5 stars and say something nice. Like, you know what I mean? Like, ooh, her smile is... Well, don't be truthful about that. Say it's pretty. Say it's nice. If you are listening on Spotify, especially the app, you're able to watch this video in full, just like if you were looking at it on YouTube. So it will be available as well. I am trying a lot of different things to get myself out there, y'all. I'm working hard. So, you know, leave me a nice review. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, a new Have You Heard About? Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about Coachella? One of the most popular music festivals in the world, usually held in California. Super expensive. I've never been. I lived in California for like 10 years. Didn't go once. I was invited a couple of times, but them motherfuckers wasn't willing to pay for my ticket or my stay or any of those other things. So I couldn't go. But here's the thing. A lot of people really don't know how expensive Coachella is. And I'm about to drop some knowledge on you. It's going to hurt you a little bit. And I ain't going to hold you. This is going to make you be thinking, damn, people spend money on this? Absolutely. And this is coming from the Instagram page at Inside History. Today, this page is going to go ahead and shock us all with how much people actually spend at Coachella. Now, mind you, this is in 2026, so people spent this year. The tickets are starting at $549. That's where it starts. Now, let's go into the VIP. The VIP tickets are about $1,199. Okay, these were damn near $1,200. That's how much the VIP tickets are. All right, who loves fries? I love fries. Love some good fries, man. But how much are you willing to pay for some loaded fries? How about $28? How about that? No? Okay. I got to tell you, I can't imagine anything that could taste better. Nothing blends better than chicken nuggets and caviar. Yeah, that's something they had there. And guess how much that cost? $100. Now, I'm looking at these chicken nuggets, and they look like low-key McDonald's nuggets to me. I could be wrong. I don't know. That's not a great photo, but I'm getting Mickey D nuggets here. So now they do have this really cool thing where you can like charge your phone inside of a locker. Remember when you went to the skating rink back in the day, millennials talking to you, we used to go to the skating rink and they had those lockers that you can put all your stuff inside and you lock the little key that's got that little orange bit at the back. Yeah, it's like that, except these things can charge your phone. So people can pay to charge their phones inside of these locked lockers. Guess how much that cost? Yeah, if you thought $50, you're absolutely incorrect. $89. $89. I have no idea that's per hour, per minute, per something, just one flat fee. I have no idea. It's still a lot. Now, let's say that you wanted to go to Coachella, but it's last minute. You're like, might as well treat myself. You know how much last minute tickets cost when you just want to fly somewhere real quick? Yeah, that's pretty expensive. For Coachella, I'm going to need you to go ahead and triple that, okay? Maybe even quadruple, depending on where you're going. Last minute tickets, oh, they are $3,000 plus. Yes. You want some place to stay where you can go ahead and rent yourself a house for $24,000? That's always nice. And if you want to treat yourself with a VIP suite, artist passes? Ooh, that sounds dope, right? You know how much that was going to cost you? That's going to cost you about as much as a car does. We're talking about $40,000, okay? 40,000 big ones. Now, I know a lot of us, especially in Atlanta, we know that the World Cup is on its way here. You know, Usher and Chris Brown is on their way here. We even had a time where Janet Jackson and Taylor Swift had a concert the same day. We know Atlanta traffic, okay? Atlanta traffic is crazy. Now, if you go to an event, you're looking for a place to park, it's going to cost you like, what, maybe $80, $50? I would say between $50 and like $100 when you're trying to park for like a crazy venue like that on the street. Guess how much parking is at Coachella? Oh, it's worse. Oh, yes, sweetheart, yes. $299 for preferred parking. And sometimes you just need a jolt. You just need like a little caffeine, good old cup of Joe. That's going to cost you $17. I don't know about y'all, but when I go to events, sometimes I can't help it. I love food. I do. But I'm not paying $34 for a slice of pizza. A slice of pizza for $34. You got your gut dang mind. You can get out of here. That's almost as worse as the caviar and chicken nuggets, I feel like. Get you some $17 lemonade, $102 tacos, and don't forget all the merch and other things that you want to get when you're there. It's an expensive adventure. It's hot as hell. Everybody's dirty. People smell. There's not enough water. And if you get water, it's probably $3,000. It's a lot. I'm just going to need Coachella to stream it on VR or something because I'm not going to that. I did hear Justin Bieber killed it, though. But then I saw that on YouTube, so. You ever had that moment in life when you're like trying to collect life insurance and you decide to try to kill somebody, but they refuse to die? You know what I'm talking about? No? Okay, well, I did come across a couple of people who did try to do that. And we're going to talk about that next, coming up right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. How's that for a teaser? Yeah. That was cringy. Let's go ahead and talk about the man who refused to die, Iron Mike Michael Malloy. So we're going to go ahead and go back in time to the 1930s, and this is a decade where a lot of memorable things happened. First of all, the decade kicked off right in the shadow of the Great Depression. Ever heard of it? It's a thing. It's a thing that happened. We're experiencing many versions of that currently, so that's great. At this time of the 1930s, radio was the main source of entertainment, pretty much, besides, you know, drinking illegally. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a good time, I guess, right? When you think about it, you know, we're bringing back audio, you know, audible fun, except for those asshole podcasts that turn their shit into videos, unlike me. I don't make videos. Anyways, make sure you guys subscribe to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel so you can watch this video in full. I put pictures up and stuff, so like, it's fun. Sometimes I use AI to make videos. You're missing out if you're not watching this on the channel. All right. Well, The Wizard of Oz dropped in the 1930s. Al Capone was super famous at this time, too. And when we're talking about athletes, hello, Babe Ruth, the great Bambino. Yeah, have you seen Sandlot? You know who Babe Ruth is. And also, we can't forget about famous boxer Joe Louis. What's up? It was a good time to be alive if you weren't black. I mean, I guess that's most times. Moving on. World War II was on the rise. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of things happening on, but there was also Michael Malloy, the man who refused to die. All right, so Iron Man Mike, Michael Malloy, was born in 1873. All right. Again, not a good time for black people, just throwing that out there. But anyways, he was homeless in New York City, and he was an immigrant who actually survived multiple super wild attempts on his life. Yeah, you guys are about to love this episode. It is full of what the fuck moments. Trust me on that. So anyways, there was this group, this little gang is what I like to call them. They were called the Murder Trust. It consisted of about five men.
I tell ya, this insurance racket is foolproof. We sign these papers and we're filthy rich by Tuesday.
So they decided they were going to go ahead and get an insurance claim on someone, find a way to kill them, collect on that insurance. And pretty much that was their entire plan. However, they chose the wrong guy. So the Murder Trust group leader was actually the owner of a speakeasy. This guy, his name was Tony Marino. That was his name. And so there was five of them. We had Tony Marino. We had Joseph Red Murphy, Francis Pasqua, I think is how you say his name, Hershey Green, and Daniel Kreisberg, I think is how you say his name, later dubbed the Murder Trust by the media. So that's how they got that name. So the entire group, they were trying to cash in on insurance policies that they placed on Mike Malloy. So they created a fake policy with a fake name, and they created a fake ID for him too, which at this time, creating fake documents in the 1930s probably wasn't that damn hard. It's a little harder now. Everything's got chips and seals and braille on it and shit, you know what I mean? So they created another fake ID, and that fake ID was for one of them who would pretend to be Mike Malloy's brother. That way he will be able to claim the insurance and they can split it all together. As long as Mike's body had its ID, they were pretty much in the clear. They took out two life insurance policies. One was on Metropolitan Life and the other one was Prudential. Okay, these are two insurance companies at this time. All right, so his life was worth about $3,500. Now, when you go ahead and think about it, in 2026, that would be exactly $69,206.32. So, yeah, a lot of money. And they had to split it up five ways, so there you go. Here's the thing. They knew that Mike was a drunk, and at this time, a lot of people died from drinking. Alcohol poisoning was a huge thing, even though alcohol was low-key illegal, which means that a lot of alcohol wasn't really made well or properly, so people died from that too. I guess they're like, well, you know, might as well make some money off of one of these drunks, and they chose Mike. So Mike was at the bar pretty much every night, so they figured, oh, this is going to be an easy, easy target. The crazy thing is they tried to kill Mike several different ways, and they failed so many times. It's honestly embarrassing, hence the name Iron Mike. All right, phase one. This is the first way, the first attempt of trying to kill this man. They tried to get him drunk as hell. So what they did, since Tony, the owner of the bar / speakeasy, since he was a part of this murder trust, he decided, I'm going to go ahead and give Mike free drinks. Just let him drink himself to death. His liver will give up. He'll just die right then and there.
Keep it quiet, but all your drinks are on the house tonight. Don't tell anyone.
But here's the thing. Mike drank for hours. Okay, I'm not saying the number four. He drank for hours. He thanked them and came back the next morning for more. He drank so much, they actually lost count. Wow, the man was unfazed. That's insane. Homie wanted more. There is no such thing as alcohol poisoning for this man. So then they went on to phase two.
It's time for phase two.
So this time they decided to up the ante in phase two, and they decided to add wood alcohol, methanol, which is the byproduct of wood alcohol and coal. None of those things should be inside of your body. And they also, they gave him shots of antifreeze and even added turpentine to his booze.
I'll add the secret ingredient to his drink.
Poisoned cocktail, just like the doctor ordered. He would even pass out, wake up, and ask for more. And guess what? That shit didn't work either. Mike is still alive and breathing. This is insane. So they decided to add some rat poison. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. If you are constantly trying to poison someone and they refuse to die, you have to add more poison to it. And you know for a fact, rat poison is poison. It kills. So they added that to the drink. Mm-hmm. And Mikey likes it. He drank it all. Fam, when I tell you he drank all these chemicals like it was a taste test. He would even pass out, wake up, and then ask for more. Man, this is crazy. All right, y'all. Phase three. So they decided, you know, toxic wetness isn't working. Let's go ahead and try some toxic dryness. Yeah, let's go ahead and poison his food.
Why won't this man perish?
Obviously, after all that drinking, homeboy probably needed something to eat. They give him free drinks. Why not? Free food. So they fed him spoiled raw oysters, which were soaked in his favorite wood alcohol. So that's horrible. They also gave him the murder trust. Also gave him some spoiled sardine sandwiches. And he just gulped them down. And when that didn't work, they decided to up that ante. They gave him some spoiled sardine sandwiches. And they mixed in some broken glass and carpet tacks. Yeah.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
My boy was having a crunchy, dangerous sandwich. He just slurped it down, asked for more. Insane. Is there anything this man won't eat? Homeboy had a vintage seafood special. What's happening? All right, so we are now moving on to phase four, which is nasty work. We've already tried to poison this man by giving him too much alcohol. Then we decided to spike his alcohol with things that are designed for machines. Then that didn't work. We gave him rotten, spoiled seafood mixed with those chemicals. That didn't work. We decided to break in some glass and carpet tacks and put that in his food. I don't understand how this man is taking like proper shits. It's got to hurt coming out the other end. I don't. Wait, hold on. Wasn't there a guy who ate an entire plane? Like literally, Google that. I feel like I just heard that recently. There was like a man who ate an entire plane. Mind you, he died early, like 50 something years old. It was like a man who can eat inanimate objects. And that is a thing. So I guess maybe Mikey was that kind of guy, had that, I don't know, superpower. I don't know what you fucking call it, but at that rarity, I don't know. What do you call that? But maybe he had that before they knew that was a thing. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. But let's go ahead and talk about phase four. At this point, they are annoyed and desperate. And that, my friend, is not a great combo. They decided to wait until this man passed out again and took him outside to negative 14 degree weather. Remember, they are in New York City. And if you've never been to New York, just know it is cold AF in the winter and hot as fuck in the summer. Whew, y'all can't win. So the murder trust, they decide to drive him to the park, dump him in a snowbank, open up his clothes, and pour 5 gallons of water all over his body in negative 14 degree weather outside. And they leave him there expecting him to freeze to death. First of all, I froze to death just hearing this. Okay. And you know what? This time they failed again. This motherfucker simply woke up, went to the bar the next day, alive and well, talking about some a little chilly out. Can I still get some free drinks? Is that cool? This man is a soup. I'm telling y'all, he might be the original Homelander, dog. I don't know. And if he is, that explains why Homelander is so fucking angry all the goddamn time. This is crazy. By the way, I just started watching the last season of The Boys. And I've seen the first 2 episodes. I'm waiting for more to load up so I can like binge and go crazy with it. But I gotta tell you, man, and spoiler alert, I'm gonna tell you right now, skip ahead like 15 seconds, okay? How are they just gonna kill A-Train in the very first fucking episode? What the fuck? Like, y'all couldn't let live out at least episode 3? Like, he just did something good. Can he enjoy that for a moment? God damn. By the way, I warned you, if you decide to listen to that, that's on you. Phase 5. All right, so they can't seem to poison this man with food or booze. He's clearly related to the abominable snowman because he can survive being outside in -4 degree weather while 5 gallons of water has been poured on his body. Those ideas didn't work. So they had another idea. So the men, they decided maybe we should hire someone to run him over. So they found a taxi driver, paid this dude to run Mike over. All right, he does. Mike gets hit by the car, going like 45 to 50 miles an hour. Okay, Al, trust me when I say that ain't great. I'm saying it like I've been hit walking down the street that fast. I have not, but I can imagine that ain't great. Again, don't have to be a doctor to know that that would bring me pain. All right, so after Mike got hit by the car, they finally realized this man can't fucking die because he survived. He spent like 3 weeks in the hospital. 3 weeks in the hospital, and then went back to the bar the moment that he was ready to and able to, wanting more drinks. Oh, but we're not done. Phase 6. I know at this point you should just like give up and realize maybe trying to kill this man is not a good thing. God has intervened to keep these men from being, murderers like 5 different fucking times. At this point, you know what I'm saying? It's a decision. I guess it was always a decision, but damn. They had one last trick up their sleeve, and it's a doozy. They decided, listen, if poison solids aren't working and poison drinks aren't working, I can't poison with food or drinks. What if I did poisonous gas? Yes, what if I did that? That was the next step, phase 6. So when Mike passed out again, which is, that can't be good for the brain. It really can't. He passes out again. They decide to insert a hose into his mouth and fill his lungs up with carbon monoxide. That's not great. I'm assuming they hooked up the end of the hose to a car is my assumption. But this time on February 22nd, yep, I'm giving you a date, so he died this time. February 22nd, 1933, they succeeded on finally not killing. I'm just kidding. No, he died. They killed him. It took him like 20 minutes to an hour to die, but they got him. They got their man. I should be laughing at that. My God. But it just took a while. You know what I mean? Like 6 different attempted murders on this man. I would have died the first time. Cause of death, lobar pneumonia. hope I said that right, according to the doctor that they paid to lie on the death certificate. So now there's another man involved in this. And of course, by this time, so much has happened to Mike. Rumors are just kind of spreading around the town. You know, the city of New York, the streets is talking.
Yo, y'all heard about Mike?
Yeah, this won't die.
Who you think they're trying to kill him?
I don't know. I think somebody trying to kill him is crazy.
To the rumors, they were running wild. However, they did manage to go ahead and cash in on that insurance policy. But, you know, that celebration, it didn't last too long because karma's a bitch. Turns out the police heard these rumors as well. Wasn't just the people in the streets. The popo was hearing shit too. And they decided to exhume Mike's body and go ahead and take a look. Had a little autopsy, if you will. Autopsy. It's a weird word to say. Leave me alone. So the Murder Trust Gang was put on trial and they were convicted, the doctor included, because you can't be doing things like that. You can't be lying on death certificates for money. That is rude and illegal. He was convicted of a misdemeanor for failure to report a death to the police as well as the medical examiner. So you can't be doing that. You got to report suspicious deaths, okay? That was like his job. You know, you got to take that kind of seriously. They take oaths. Man, words are hard as doctors. Hershey Green was convicted of attempted murder. Don't know how it was just attempted. I guess he made a deal and must have testified against everybody because it wasn't attempted. He helped kill somebody. You know what I mean? So he actually received a prison sentence of a minimum 10 years. He had to serve in the minimum of 10 years. The other four accomplices, the rest of those assholes, were sentenced to death and executed by the electric chair at Sing Sing Prison. Yeah, that occurred. Yeah, I think Hershey Green, I think he flipped. I think he must have been the one. He was a weak link. You know what I'm saying? The detective had him and they were like,
did you try to kill those men?
Yeah, it was us. And I would tell you everything, but I want a deal.
So Kreisberg, Morano, and Pasqua, they were executed June 7th, 1934. And Murphy was executed on July 5th, 1934. So, they ended up getting the money, but losing their lives because they stole another one. How is that worth it? Well, damn. How do you segue from that shit? It's time to tell me something good with my This Just In, Something Didn't Go to Hell segment coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Nothing like a little positivity after hearing about the murder of someone several times. Yeah, let's go on to the next thing. So this is actually coming from the Instagram page. So this good news is coming from the Instagram page at Winning Mindset. I really enjoy the things that they post because it does kind of fill me up with a little warmth inside my body, which is kind of nice these days, you know? All right. So this is a post about different places around the world who are doing good things that nobody is talking about because Trump keeps fucking up everything and that's the only thing we hear about. So I am here to take a break from that jackass and share some good news, huh? See, this just in, something didn't go to hell. See, that's what this segment is about. You see what I'm saying? All right. So France has banned influencers from promoting dangerous cosmetic surgery and extreme dieting products, protecting young people from harmful trends. I love this because honestly, it is, even when I was a kid, it was pretty bad. It was just like, you know, magazine articles and MTV and music videos and shit like that, that kind of made you feel bad about yourself and, you know, TV and that kind of stuff. But now you take that insecurity that you may have and you are constantly reminded of it through your phone, the device that you always have with you. So I think that's kind of dope that France is taking that stance. There's a lot of young people out there who take social media a little too hard, not even young people, older people too. And it's mentally destroying people, if I'm being honest with you. So let's go on to the next thing, okay? France is still in the running here. So France is trying to save the world, and they have made the decision that unsold food can no longer be destroyed. It must be donated. So this is going to help reduce waste and help millions of people. I love this. I think every country should do that. I really do. I don't understand the point of destroying perfectly edible food when there are like thousands, millions of people who are starving. Why would I start with hundreds? My God. Way more than that. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and shout out Scotland. Okay, Scotland has figured this shit out. They became the first country in the world to make menstrual hygiene products free for all women. Meanwhile, we still trying to figure out the pink tax and why I'm being taxed for having a period. Bitch, I didn't ask for this shit. You think I want Shark Week once a month? I do not. The fuck? Why should I have to pay for that shit? Pisses me off. Anyway, and by the way, there are black folks in Scotland. It was a whole trend on TikTok. I learned something new. I'm telling you, man, you can learn some shit. You look at the right places. Spain. Can I get a what, what? They've done it. They've done it because Spain has recognized animals as sentient beings. This means that they are going to be requiring their well-being to be considered in legal processes, whether it's like divorce or custody, things like that. If you are an animal lover and your pet is like your baby, Spain is a good place for you to be. Spain is a good place for you to be. Well, like if you're going like through divorce or some shit, I guess. Let's talk about Cambodia. Cambodia. Cambodia has decided to change a few things too. They actually have former hunters who are now protecting the rainforest, helping reduce illegal hunting from within. I love that. They're on our side. Double agents, baby. And they're taking down other people who are also doing that illegal thing that is making a lot of animals, plants, and many things and extinct. You know, destroying ecosystems is not a good thing, dog. It's not a good thing. So shout out to you, Cambodia. No idea what I'm saying. I'm actually really tired. Can you tell? I get kind of silly when I'm tired. Leave me alone. All right. So, and this is coming from, this is kind of like an anonymous good thing. I don't really know who did it because it's anonymous. An anonymous individual paid off school meal debts for hundreds of children. This is a quiet reminder that kindness still exists. Man, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's, I don't know, question every free drink that is offered to you, dog, because you don't want to be like Mike. You might get lucky, but I don't know, not all of us can drink methanol, you know what I'm saying? That's not, I don't have that ability. Professionally silly life rules. Question every drink that's offered to you. First of all, shout out to my listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast and check out the YouTube channel as well, the Professionally Silly channel. You can actually catch full videos of the podcast right there, as well as on Spotify. If you've got the Spotify app, if that's where you listen, you can now look at me on your phone. So that's, I mean, you could have done that already, but it's nice, you know. More options. You can also comment below each Spotify podcast episode that I post. So you can also do that. For those of you who are coming back every week to chill with me and laugh and learn something new or whatever emotion that I provide for you that day, I'm really glad that you guys continue to come back. And shout out to the people who have been using the Spotify comments. As you've noticed, I have responded. I respond pretty quickly. I only get like one of them a month. So it's not too hard. You know, but thank y'all for taking the time to, you know, to talk to me and let me know what you think about the episodes and the show. It means the world to me. So yay. Once again, subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're listening. If you're an Apple podcast, pretty please take the moment right now to write a positive review and give me a 5-star review. I am still trying to grow. And again, I cannot do that without you guys. All right. So if you want some advice or you have some story ideas or some good news or maybe something hilarious or embarrassing happened to you and you want to talk about it on the pod, just go ahead and email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can go ahead and hit me up at the @itsprosilly Instagram, or you can go ahead and check out my Google Voice number. There's a lot of ways to contact me. 805-664-1828. Shoot me a text or leave a voicemail. We can do it that way as well. There's a lot of ways to get to your girl. All right. That sounds terrifying. Please don't get to me. Just like leave me a message or something. If you are a first time listener, thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly podcast. I feel very awkward right now. I'm going to back it up now. But also, if it's your first time, hope that you do decide to come on back. And also, you can binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet because, You know, this podcast is a lot of fun, and I feel like the episodes stand the test of time. Plus, you can kind of join me as my podcast grows from the beginning to where we are right now, which is, it's always fun to grow with someone. Down below in the show notes and or description box, you can check out my link tree. All of my social medias can be found there. Click that. Follow me. I've got Instagram, TikTok, 2 YouTube channels. I am all over this bad boy. For those of you that are interested in writing me old school, little snail mail, you can go ahead and send anything to Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the professionally silly station where I take my silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast, and I'm going to leave you with this. You know, it takes getting fat, like actually getting fat, to realize that you were actually, you weren't fat before. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Okay, here we go. We about to record your podcast. Energy and smile. Yeah. In my opinion, I feel like they hooked him up. You know what I'm saying? Because he kept his mouth shut after somebody was murdered. Fuck him. Anyways, they convicted him of a misdemeanor and wait. Okay, so he was convicted of a misdemeanor, failing to support a support. Damn it. He was convicted of a misdemeanor. So failing to support, damn it.